Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Welcome into a brand new special episode of Rip and Rock. That's what we're calling these because it's not too often we get to go down to Sarasota, enjoy spring training for 3 days. It's my first time ever. It was your first time on the other side, not being a baseball player. But this next interview that we have coming up for you, he's a former All-Star. He's one of the best defenders in Major League Baseball, and he gets it done at the plate as well. And a guy that you're very familiar with too, Rip.
Yeah, and without further ado, it's Cedric Mullins. And you just can't escape him,
can't
right?
Can't escape him.
That's the phrase that's been going around there since Cedric took over there and really took off in 2021. But Seti and I were teammates in the minor leagues. I got to see him through even some of his down periods and to see him rise. He's always been a talented player, but Ced's even a better guy off the field. But we got a chance to sit down with him for a little bit and chat about the upcoming year, getting past some injuries that he dealt with in 2023, and how he is poised and determined to put himself and the team in a position to repeat their success in the 2023 season. So without further ado, here's our sit-down with Cedric Mullins. All right, welcoming on Orioles outfielder, all-star, and friend, Cedric Mullins today. Hey, Ced, appreciate you.
What's going on, Rip? How you doing today?
You know me, not a morning person, trying to figure things out. We'll make it quick because we're down here, spring training, 2024. It made me think about this. It kind of goes full circle when I realize you're 29, I'm 30, so you've been doing this for a while. What spring training is this for you?
It's hard to keep track with official big league spring trainings. I got first invited to a big league spring training in 2016, 2017, so counting backwards from there.
So the first thing I'll ask with that, because I think the other guys have talked to, and I mean, knowing from the personal experiences being around here, but it's an evolution. You get more comfortable. You're obviously, you're 29, but you're one of the old vets now. You've been doing this. What is something maybe you learned early on moving forward now? Because like we're seeing guys, like you just brought up Jackson Holliday. You're a good 10 years older, not trying to age you here. But but as far as comparing from one of the early spring trainings for you to now preparing for this 2024 season.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is learn how to pace, learn how to get the real work in versus, you know, what we consider eyewash. It's a matter of having concentrated work, getting your stuff done, getting out.
So what would you consider eyewash?
You know, something along the lines of when the day is over, if you really feel like you have something to work on, then by all means do it, get the coaches involved, but they have families as well that they want to get back to. So just making sure that you don't keep them out too long.
So for people that are wondering, if you haven't heard that term, because a lot of, you know, I've realized being not at the baseball facility, not everyone's going to put up or understand the definitions, but it's always, I watch essentially doing more than you need to. You get in, you get out, you move on with your day. It doesn't have to be when you're at spring training to be down here for 9 hours. It's get your good work in. And so far you've been doing that. It seems like you're comfortable. You had a couple knocks, I guess it was yesterday, I'm losing track of days. Yeah. So what is something then for you? Is there a certain focus for you going into any this spring training specifically, or what's kind of your routine that you try to, I don't know, what's the best way to say, prepare you to get ready for the season?
Yeah, certain things that I'm trying to accomplish early in spring, having fastball timing. So that's one of my main priorities. Was able to do that yesterday, got a couple of knocks out of it. You know, the hits are nice. You know, they definitely build the confidence, point you in the right direction. It's a matter of having quality at bats at the end of the day. You know, have a couple of walks mixed in there as well. So, yeah, just feeling good all around.
Yeah, I mean, timing is everything for people that are wondering. And some guys, it's just the reality of the business that your spring training results aren't going to mean the same to maybe another player in a different situation because you've been there, you've done that, and you understand what you got to do ahead.
Yeah.
I think I told you this before when we've talked, the happiest thing that I am for you is that you seem like you're healthy, you're feeling good, you look good, but you always look good. We know the season's going to progress on, but how good does it feel to kind of be past the 2023 in the sense of you were battling the entire year? And I felt like the entire year, but the majority of the season. So overall,
yeah,
you get the thumbs up that Sed's feeling great, mm-hmm, and he's back for a 2024 All-Star campaign.
100%. Like I said, thinking back on the 2023 season, even being back, the intensity of the game still nags at some of those injuries during that time frame. You know, getting the off season, getting that time off completely, being able to put in the real work to get fully healthy, definitely paid off. So I'm feeling 100%. Continuing to maintain the body.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming.
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Yeah, well, you're going to need to, especially when you're patrolling the outfield, really bothering some people. Keep it a little bit more PG on here, but we've talked differently about you ruining hitters' experiences. We talked in depth about Byron Buxton, mm-hmm, obviously the Mariners game, which is one of the – still don't know how the heck you did that, dude. Robbing the homer, hitting the homer. It's pretty cool. Can't do that. But we found the origin of why it was. I still laugh with Nick Moore about it. People that are wondering, Cedric actually practiced robbing home runs. I don't think – I don't know. That fence, I've looked at more photos of that.
It's impressive.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Ced in high school. Used to rob fences or used to rob homers on a wooden fence, and you couldn't run into it because that thing would hurt like hell.
It's wooden. Yeah, no padding, no nothing, just straight wood covered in red paint, whatever they did with it. It was an impressive time.
Well, why don't we have Rocco ask a few questions here? So we're running around here, and Rocco's a man of many hats right now. So, Rock, why don't you take this one?
I had to jump in on this interview. Seth, thank you so much for joining us, man. Oh, yeah. I really appreciate it. I don't know what Rip's asked you or what he hasn't asked you so far. Probably, you know.
Yeah, just see what you come out with. And
see what
come out with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll steer you in the right direction.
All right, you in the right direction. Let's start baseball side of things first. Just like, how much fun are you having just as a baseball player, being able to come down here to Sarasota, see all your guys? I know it's a job. I know you're competing for jobs, a lot of these guys, but to be able to do this with the guys and to be here, what does that mean to you? Something like that.
Yeah, it's a great experience, you know, to be down here, like you said, back with the crew. We do put in our work, you know, but past that, you know, we do have our downtime, able to relax, play a little pool, play a little ping pong, just continuing to kind of have that bond as a team.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, are you a good ping pong player? Did we establish this?
No, no. Ping pong isn't really my thing. I can hang with the most average of people.
What about pool?
Pool, I'm getting there. You know, I got a pool table set up at the house, so I'm going to get my practice in.
Dude, so, you know, short story here for me. Rocco and I played pool. He won. Not happy about that.
You need the revenge tour.
No, well, that, yes. But really rough go for your guy here. Just disappointing. Had the game, missed it. And it's like, you know, I had my shot. I blew it. But I was hearing Wells talking about him buying, like, you know, ping pong paddles and whatnot. But pool is something like low key, a lot of fun. Got to be precise. And now I'm curious. Now I'm gonna have to test your skills. Actually, back in Baltimore, getting a pool table in the studio.
Okay.
Is Nick Moore a good pool player? I know he's a good golfer.
That's a great question. I have no idea.
So people that are wondering, Nick Moore is a Ravens long snapper. That'll be for a different time. But here, Rocco,
what's your game of choice, Ed? Like in here, like if you had one game,
yeah. If I had to choose,
like what is your game that nobody's beating you at?
Oh, that nobody's beating me at.
Yeah, nobody's beating you at.
Oh man,
like is there one? Or are you like?
Well, if we had like a game system in here, and if it was GameCube, Mario Kart, Double Dash, I'm tearing everybody up.
Period. So I'm here. I'm hurt. Oh, so first off, is Double Dash the best of the Mario Kart games?
I believe it is.
Because I've heard, I mean, I'm an N64, so Mario Kart N64, but Double Dash, that slaps. That's a great game. I was hearing like Dean and Mike were telling me about like Mario Super Strikers. Never played that one.
Super Strikers.
Apparently they say it's elite.
Okay.
Don't know.
Is it a newer game?
I think it's like been around. It's a GameCube. So I mean, still the GameCube's been around since.
Yeah, the GameCube is way back.
I was going to say the GameCube is like 5 years ago. But again, we're talking about aging ourselves here. The GameCube ceases to be sold anymore.
That's not true. You got the retro gaming stores. That's where I got mine. Yeah.
Is that when you got yours?
Yeah, I didn't get mine fresh.
They don't make them like they used to be honest. I felt like back then, well, we could talk about that for a while, but I feel like those games you had to really put the details in. Now it's a little bit different. But I guess as we get closer to wrapping up here, because it lets you go enjoy your day, I'll bother you more. Don't worry about that.
Okay,
but
you got me.
What, as we're kind of progressing in, there's so many positives of 2023. It's a fun time. Everyone seems to be having the great moods. And I know that the injuries are part of the game. We've talked about it last year. Personally, for you, it doesn't seem like anyone is batting an eye. It's like you understand it. Obviously, people have seen the injury reports. But you guys really believe this mantra of, and I'm going to sound corny saying this, and I'm sorry, but like next man up. But truly, you guys are, it seems like you're unfazed about whatever's happening around you.
Yeah, I think that kind of comes from the preparation that we've put in individually during the offseason, continuing to make ourselves better, you know, to be able to pick those guys up that, you know, need the time to recover, deal with whatever injuries they're dealing with. So it's just one of those things, like you said, next man up. But it's also, you know, the guys that are here.
Yeah. Well, it's the guys that are here. You guys, I can just feel it. It's a really good group, and known you guys for a while. Last thing then, I'd like to end with this. There's something that you've been asking everyone so far. If there's something going to spring training here, or just like as you as a player, the evolution of said Mullins, I tell people my example, I wish I wasn't trying to be as perfect every single time. What could you have told a younger Cedric Mullins, or just for anyone listening, something that you change your tune to now that you wish you knew when you were 19?
Yeah, I'd say one of the main things is I've always been one to write down my goals, but taking a deeper dive into it, like how am I going to accomplish these goals? Like it's one thing to write them down, it's one thing to look at them, but creating a plan around it keeps you focused, keeps you intentional with the things that you do, keeps you in the right direction, helps you make good choices along the way.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. It's the goals are good, but also being able to sit there and actually think about what you want to do, take a deep breath and understand. But I think visually, remember Tim Raines Jr.?
Yeah.
I told people that he was telling me about so much visualization. Mm-hmm. And again, I wish a younger Rye did that, but you know, my career is over and done with, but for anyone listening to, hopefully that helps you. But said, I'll start the campaign for 2024 All-Star Game. I'll bother you soon, but appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you, Rip. Good seeing you.
That interview was done during the open clubhouse portion of our trip to Sarasota. I was running around like a chicken without a head, trying to get interviews done. That's why you kind of heard me tap in there, ask Cedric a few questions, and then I had to bolt. I think we were doing a scrum with Colton Wong and then had the one-on-one with Jackson Holiday. So it was madness in there, chaotic. But Cedric, as always, just what a guy. And I'm telling you, man, that when he hit for the cycle, the debut of the Bird Bat Splash Zone last season, that's one of my favorite Orioles moments probably since I've been here. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah, and it was one of those moments finally where Orioles fans went, you know what? This year is fully different. You already felt it in April, but then seeing that moment happen just solidified that this 2023 season was going to be very special. And you were talking about being chaotic in the clubhouse, which it was early in the morning, but you know who is calm, cool, and collected? That's Cedric Mullins. Said was being said. And we're so glad you could hear a glimpse of it. We have much more, hopefully, with him in the future. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Sed, as well, for his time. And if you guys are looking for more content, make sure you subscribe to the Rip and Rock podcast. You don't want to miss any notifications. We are on Apple, Spotify, really wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to find Rocco DeSangro and I, it's easy to find us on social media, especially on X. He's at Rocco DeSangro. I'm at Ryan Ripken. And thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next time for another edition of Rip and Rock.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.